game. He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the November the 13th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. This is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. And we are in the BSN studios in Carlsbad, California. I show right now, Stephen, the Dow down 4 points. Does that look right to you? Because it's been down 75.
I see down 3.
Okay. So close. All right. So it's basically even. We start the week at 23,419. The NASDAQ is down 7. It was down 26 a few minutes ago.
And the Dow is down 60, over 60.
70, 75, in fact. The NASDAQ is at 6,443. It's within shouting distance of 7,000. I mean, at least we can dream about it at night under the stars. 7,000 NASDAQ, right? S&P 500 is down 1.5, 2,580. And the best yardstick for how the market feels about the tax cut going through continues to be the Russell 2000, the small caps. They're down 0.5% today. And don't you think it's fair to say that looms over the market heavily,
absolutely
potential delay? In fact, I went so far over the weekend to say that the delay by a year could put a top in to the market here for now. So, that's going to really drive the market going forward is news, the ebb and flow, and the news of the corporate tax cut. Now, the stocks I pick, it doesn't matter if they get a tax cut or not. My valuations are done on what it is today, right?
Right.
But I believe that if they do get a tax cut, they're not going to enrich themselves. They're going to spread it around, and they're going to buy equipment and hire people.
Everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
The Dow's positive now.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson here on this Monday, November the 13th. We started off down in the market. We've now pulled positive. We've gone slightly positive on the Dow. We're just slightly down on the NASDAQ. And we got a lot of breaking news here in the market today, including some San Diego news on Qualcomm, huh? Qualcomm says no. Broadcom asked them to the dance. Broadcom asked them to the prom, and Qualcomm said no thanks, and they will try to fight off that bid, reject that takeover bid from Broadcom. Qualcomm thinks it's worth a lot more than that. Well,
we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. I can get a better guy than you. That's what Qualcomm is saying to Broadcom this morning. Trump, meanwhile, while we're talking about all of these tax concerns, Trump continues his trip across Asia. Have you noticed he's gone? I mean, he's not in the news every day. He's not sending out his tweets.
Yeah.
I think that's impacting the market.
Yeah, maybe.
Where's Trump?
He's been kind of low key for the past month.
Definite. He has. He's he's working on deals. He's deal making over there in Asia. Last we heard, 37 deals have been signed by Mr. Trump with various Asian companies and Asian countries. Now, I had a great weekend, Stephen. I don't know what you did this weekend. You said you didn't really do anything special.
Nothing special.
But I had one of the greatest weekends that I've ever had in my life. This time of year, okay, for 4 weeks, I think it is, maybe 5 weeks, the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, which is 2 exits south?
Yep.
2 exits south, Via de la Valle, little Spanish there, which is the thruway of the valley, the road of the valley, Via de la Valle. This time of year, they have the Bing Crosby meet. Of course, Bing Crosby, Pat O'Brien were a couple of the original founders of the Del Mar racetrack. And Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball and a lot of famous people. I've seen a lot of famous people over the years at the Del Mar Racetrack. And on Saturday, they had the Bob Hope Handicap. You're too young to remember Bob Hope. One of the funniest guys of all time.
I think I've heard some of his stuff from you. But...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You don't even laugh at it. No. He was one of the funniest guys of all time. He traveled all over the world entertaining the troops. That's Hope was really known
for.
Yeah,
I've seen some of his stuff.
And, of course, he had his own show. And I mean, he did movies. He was vaudeville. He was with Jerry Lewis. I mean, he was fantastic. Okay, then they had the Betty Grable Stakes. Now, this meet is kind of a class event. People dress up just a little bit because it has just that tinge of Hollywood to it. In fact, the president of Del Mar Thoroughbred Club is Joe Harper. And he's a flashy dresser himself, and I saw him sitting up in his big chair getting a shoe shine. You know, that's nice. Just the days of yesteryear. And of course, he's the grandson of Cecil B. DeMille, who was one of the greatest movie producers of all time. He did the Ten Commandments and whatnot. And I guess Joe Harper was actually one of the Hebrew slaves in the movie. I can't pick him out. I guess I could sometime. But here's my punchline for this past weekend. My wife and I like to go down to where they saddle the horses.
Right.
And look at them.
Yeah.
And we were in the saddling ring once because our friend had a horse running. And we know many of the people that train and own horses. And I talked to several of them over the weekend. I talked to DeSormo's brother, Keith DeSormo. I talked to Peter Yurton, whose daughter did the Breeders' Cup on national TV. But I looked inside the horse ring on over the weekend, and I've seen him there before because he lives near Del Mar. But there was Burt Bacharach. Now, Stephen, you're way too young to remember Burt Bacharach.
Don't recognize the name.
Probably one of the greatest songwriters of all time. And I actually had a chance. This is very touching for me. I actually had a chance to talk to him a little bit. He had a horse running in a turf race, and I kind of followed him to the window. We've seen him many times. He's got a younger wife. His wife's probably 50 or something like that. And they even have a little child. Of course, he's been with Angie Dickinson. He's been with other famous people over the years. He's quite the guy.
Has he written any songs that I would know?
I'm going to read you some.
All right,
but now he's pretty hunched over. He's 89 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
But God bless him, his horse was running, and I followed him to the large transaction window. I don't know how much he bet, but he was at the large transaction window.
Okay.
And he was pulling out money to bet on his horse led all the way and ended up running third. But I'm sure our listeners, especially our Sarasota listeners and our Phoenix listeners, here's just some of the songs that Burt Bacharach wrote over the years. And I had a chance to talk to him, and I told him, you are one of the greatest songwriters. Your songs have touched me over the years. This is my era. This is our era. And he said, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And the different people that sang his songs, that's what friends are for. Rod Stewart.
Okay.
Heartlight, Neil Diamond. The Best That You Can Do, which was the theme to the movie Arthur. And it was sung by Christopher Cross. One of my favorite movies of all time was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas. I'm a Better Man for Having Loved You. I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Dionne Warwick. This Guy's in Love. Herb Alpert sang that song of the Tijuana Brass. And he's at the track quite often. This Guy's in Love. One Last Bell to Answer. I Say a Little Prayer for You. The Look of Love, Dusty Springfield, What's New Pussycat, Tom Jones, What the World Needs Now is Love. There's always something there to remind me. I want to say that Soft Cell did that in the 80s.
They did.
Burt Bacharach wrote that song.
Huh.
Walk On By, Dionne Warwick. Close to You, The Carpenters, one of the greatest songs ever written. On the Day That You Were Born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. They sprinkled moon dust in your hair. This is fantastic to see Burt Bacharach there. And Wishing and a Hoping, Baby It's You, Please Stay, Only Love Can Break a Heart. Anyways, that's why I had such a great weekend. I had great company and was able to see a legend who, I don't know, you know what, he's aged a lot since we saw him last. Know how much longer he has on this earth, but I was able to talk to Burt Bacharach just a little bit. Okay, Qualcomm rejects takeover bid. When we come back, here's what we got on tap today.
Alibaba's won, right?
If I miss something on Alibaba,
well, they had that singles day this weekend.
Oh, okay, well, you can do that in a minute.
Hit records.
How about Bitcoin volatility? How about Tesla's new big reveal coming out on Thursday? How about American Tower boosting their India presence? How about TheStreet.com reporting earnings? That's our friend Jim Cramer.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
How about NVIDIA? How about Raytheon? How about SportsCenter coming to Snapchat? Huh? And how about our new option play?
Yeah.
It's taken off this morning.
We have a lot to get
to. Can you believe it? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Burt Bacharach dedicated to and his followers, our best stocks. Now we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I tried to get some Burt Bacharach music coming back in, but it's just not possible in today's pre-recorded. What was the Tom Petty song? There goes the last DJ that wants to play what he wants to play. It's all canned and recorded now, so that's the way it is. All right, well, let's get back to the markets here. Ah, I like this one. You know, I did the same thing. Stephen, do you got your? Can you go to Seeking Alpha and pull up my article on Amazon? Of course, I was really hot on Amazon. We made a lot of money in Amazon. And then I went cool on it for one quarter. But I want you to go back to the article I wrote calling it, How Can an Investor Seeking Alpha Not Own Amazon? Do you see that article? You're going to pull that up here in a
How
minute.
Can an alpha seeker not own Amazon?
Okay, while I'm going through this news from Morgan Stanley, can you just skim that? I talked about which company would hit $1 trillion first.
Yeah.
And what did I say Amazon was headed for eventually?
All right, I can find it here.
Okay, and while you're doing that, Morgan Stanley analyst outlines a $1 trillion Amazon bull case. I'm totally on board with that. I think Amazon will hit $1 trillion. And I think Amazon is growing a lot faster than companies that are in that $400 billion range, such as Microsoft, Intel, etc. Amazon's growing much, much faster. Now, Amazon is currently a $550 billion company.
You want your five-year target price? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. What did I put?
$1,635.
Okay, so that would give it 60%. That would take it to $900 billion. Did I make a trillion? Somewhere in there, though, I said, what stock will get to a trillion first? Something like that.
You said it's catching up to Apple.
Yeah, and I said at some point, Bezos will pass.
It now has Apple in its sights. It seems to me that Amazon has a lot more irons in the fire than Apple has iPhones in the Verizon store.
Hey, that's a pretty good line. You laughed at my joke.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, what else are you seeing?
That's pretty much...
Yeah, I said that Amazon would blow by Apple at some point in time in the not-too-near future. So at some point in time. Now, what... The market cap on Apple, which I'm lukewarm on, is right at $900 billion. The market cap on Amazon is almost $600 billion. Well, just the law of math, okay? If horses are going around a turn and one is going at a 12-second per furlong pace, which is a normal pace, and if one is going at an 11-second per second pace... You can tell that horse B is going to pass horse A at some point in time, correct?
Correct.
And it's a pretty sight, especially if you own horse B. If you bet on horse A, you bet on the wrong pony. Amazon right now is running at a much faster pace. Is that correct? Is that fair to say?
I would say so.
Well, their earnings this past quarter were up 34%. That's their sales, I'm sorry. And Apple sales were up 12%. Hmm. Isn't Amazon running twice as fast as Apple?
Almost but Apple, three times.
But Apple has a big lead.
Right.
Bacharach's horse in that mile turf race got out in front, and he had a big lead all the way. But the problem is they hit the stretch, and horse B was running faster at that point, and Bacharach's horse was running out of breath. He was tired. It's mathematics. It's not opinion. It's not It's mathematics of the situation. Amazon is running at a much... Then why did you sell Amazon for a quarter, Bill? Because I felt like they had a terrible quarter. Is that okay? I've seen horses that have had terrible couple of months, and then they get back on track eventually. I'm back in. Are we back in Amazon?
The Dodgers had a terrible month before they went to the World Series.
How many did they lose in that month?
Gosh, they lost like 20 of 30 or something.
Did they get back on track?
They got back on track.
What if you were a bettor in Vegas, which I'm not, and were a baseball bettor? Would you have been betting against the Dodgers during that streak?
Probably not.
Well, I would have. When you go cold, momentum's very hard.
Yeah, it is.
And that's why momentum...
I probably would have avoided them.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
No, I would have bet against them. Because when you go cold, it goes bad. You all go cold. It's contagious. It really is. And momentum is a very fleeting thing. And I felt like Amazon lost its momentum. But guess what? This most recent quarter, they got it back again. They got their mojo back, and we're back in it. We didn't miss anything. We sold it at $9.95 for a huge profit. And we got back in it at what? I don't know. You could look it up. 1,050, something like that. 100 points higher. Big deal. But I do believe that Morgan Stanley, who I don't agree with very often, I do agree with $1 trillion. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is it going to happen?
I believe so.
So, okay. So now you say, well, why don't you just buy it and forget about it? Go to sleep, wake up in five years.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I know. That's what you've been saying. You've been saying that about Tesla, too.
I don't say buy the Tesla stock. I say the car.
Oh.
I like the cars.
Okay.
I would avoid this. I don't own the stock.
Okay. Could you buy Bitcoin and go to sleep and wake up 5 years from now?
Probably not.
The crypto.
I don't know. That one's hard.
The cryptocurrency plunged 15% late Saturday. Where were you late Saturday?
In my bed.
Me too. I went to bed early. Late Saturday, the cryptocurrency plunged. What would you do? Can I sell it on late Saturday? Is there a Scottrade branch open?
I mean, I guess you could cash out. If you own actual Bitcoin, maybe you could cash it out.
Do I own them in my pocket?
No, you don't.
Do I carry them around?
You have to have a Bitcoin wallet.
Well, late Saturday, it went from 6,500 to 5,500. Before shooting back to 6,400. I can't take that. You guys go ahead. Play your Bitcoin. Now, here's one that'll please Stephen. All right. Mr. P.T. Barnum himself. The P.T. Barnum, in my opinion, of today's world is Mr. Elon Musk.
Mm. Yeah, I thought this news was interesting, too.
He has more announcements. He has more big reveals that he's going to make than he has earnings.
Yeah.
I have a problem
with
that. It's
very weird timing for this, I would say.
The semi-truck?
Yes.
Tesla's semi-truck unveil to be webcast live on Thursday. We're going to be watching the GM future of the automobile, autonomous mobile on Thursday. But Thursday at 8 p.m., Stephen, that's probably 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want you to be watching. This is your assignment.
No, it's 8 p.m. our time.
It's 8 p.m. our time?
Yeah, because he lives out here.
Okay.
Yeah, did you see his tweet about it?
Okay, here's what Elon Musk says. This will blow your mind. Clear out of your skull and into an alternate dimension.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, this is like Timothy Leary type stuff. Tune in or tune out, right? Come on, get with it, pal. Elon Musk, this will blow your mind.
Gosh.
Clear out of your skull. And let's see how the stock is. Is it holding 300? Is it holding 300?
It's up a little bit.
It's firmed up on this semi-truck news.
I think he's a genius, but he's got some issues to work out.
And he's going to lose $8.65 per share this year. My mind is not blown yet, but I'll be watching Thursday, and we'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got the Dow up 14 now, and the Nasdaq's only down 4. Let's just check and see how we're doing. We put out a new option play on Friday, right? Did I put out 2? I put out 2 on Friday.
Yes.
And they seem to be doing okay today, don't they?
Yeah, they okay. do.
Well, if you were interested in the live trading, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, a die-hard do-it-yourselfer, I tried changing my oil once, and I got oil everywhere. Oh, what a mess I made. And the nut that I needed that fell into the drip pan, you know, down there in the oil, I had to fish it out. But anyways, look, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool do-it-yourselfer, I have my live trading service. I'm the cheapest guy in the business.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
May have to raise my price next year. Navalier's $500 a month, more than $500. I'm $89 a month. And the speculative account is up 43% so far this year. And we've hit how many? 4 options in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got 2 live ones going now. Maybe by the end of the week, we'll let you know the results of those. But they're doing well today. That's all I can say. Now, back to Tesla. You made an important comment. We talked last week about how many people have plunked money down and are waiting for delivery of their Tesla Model S?
3.
Okay, so S is one. This is the first one.
Right.
And then they went to 3.
And then they went to the X.
What happened to 2?
There's an S and then the X, which was the SUV. And the 3 was supposed to be the Model E, so you can figure out what those letters mean.
Oh, right.
But he got rejected from Ford.
That guy is something
else. But then he wanted to do Model Y, too. So he wanted
to be sexy.
Sexy. So he had to go with 3 instead of
the
E.
The guy's a promoter. Okay, so now, look, if I'm at home and I've plunked down $1,000, what, a year? When did they first start taking orders?
I would say a year ago.
Okay, a year ago.
I feel like it's around that time.
And now I'm being told there's another delay for my car. So how long, really, from the time you plunk the money down to you're going to finally get your car, best case scenario?
If you're the first person who plunked down money, I mean, I think you have your car.
Maybe.
Okay. Or about to get it.
But what's the average
if you're the average person, it's probably 2-3 years.
2-3 years?
I would think. That's what it sounds like.
By then, technology's changed, looks have changed. In the meantime, he's unveiling his semi-truck on Thursday. Why doesn't he get his assembly line going and get these cars out?
It seems like weird timing.
It's just weird.
If I had money down, I would not be thrilled about what he's about to.
Especially when he uses the words, this will blow your mind clear out of your skull and into an alternate dimension. That sounds like a Burt Bacharach song, you know, written for Soft Cell. That's craziness. Well, it says that the Semi was originally scheduled to be released on October 22nd, but was delayed as Tesla battled Model 3 bottlenecks. Model 3 bottlenecks. That's the one everybody's waiting for, is their Model 3. Where's my...
So did they fix the bottlenecks?
No.
I don't think they did.
No, they produced 127 cars last month.
But you know what I'll say? I'm sure the semi-truck will be really cool. And I'm sure
I'm
going to
get
be,
one.
Yeah.
I'm going to
sure
get one.
It will work, and I'm sure it'll be really great. But when
autonomous.
Are they going to make them?
I don't know. It's autonomous.
Who's going to make them?
Well, let's take a look at a few other stocks here in the news. Nectar Pharmaceutical. Can you look that up in the app? NKTR. What is the rank on NK? And by the way, okay, after you look up Nectar, look up Tesla, would you? What's the current rank on Nectar? NKTR. Because it's breaking out today.
NKTR is ranked number 78.
Okay, it's up 40. It's up 19% today. What's it been ranked recently? Could you have seen unusual activity in this stock in recent weeks?
One day ago, it was 91.
Okay.
1 month ago, it was 541. Uh-oh. 2 months ago, it was 169.
Okay, 2 months ago, there was something going on when it was 169. I look at stocks on a daily basis in the top 300 to 400.
The past week of this stock has been
phenomenal.
I've never seen anything like it, really.
I didn't buy it. I'm not a big fan of biotechs right now. Biotechs don't seem to follow through with these moves. But that is a rocket ship there.
Yes.
And the app certainly showed that there was unusual activity in this stock. When was it in the 169? What date?
Two months ago.
Okay, 2 months ago. It would have been back in September when it was $21 a share. Now it's $39 per share. This is for you do-it-yourselfers, okay? Go to the app. Go to the alphabetical, the stocks in alphabetical order. And you can flip through it, right?
Right.
You can spin through it. And stop on any stock that's ranked B plus or better. That'll give you about 325 stocks to look at today. Now, when they show up, what do? First thing when I see a stock in that top 300 or 400.
Check their stock chart.
I look at a one-year chart just to get a picture. To get a picture of what it looks like. Well, Nectar looked pretty dang good. You know when Nectar looked the best? Look when it broke out back in late October, early November. You see that breakout?
Yeah.
To me, from a technical point of view, what would you say was the overall trend of Nectar for the last 6-7 months before that breakout?
Sideways.
Okay, here's a little lesson for you in technical analysis. Practice this at home. Number one, there's four different phases that a stock is in at any given time when you look at a one-year chart. Number one, sideways.
Yep.
Can you make any money in a sideways trend?
No.
And I'm afraid that the market's going to enter into a sideways trend here if they don't get the tax cuts. Now, there will still be winners within a sideways trend, but for the most part, stocks are going to follow the trend of the market, correct? 80% of the movement in any stock daily is the market itself. So when people call me up and say, why is my stock down today? Because the market's down today, okay? Nothing wrong with your stock. So sideways trends you can't make any money in. I don't believe in this. Well, you can buy in the channel, buy it at the bottom of the channel, sell it at the top of the channel. Nah, come on. What if it breaks the channel? Then you're in real trouble. Okay, and then what if you sell it at the top of the channel and it booms to new highs? Number three is a downtrend. Four. Do I ever buy a stock in
number
a downtrend?
Downtrend.
No.
No.
No. Two's an uptrend. We'll get to two.
Oh, okay.
Let's do them in order.
You did one sideways. All right.
I'm like Elon Musk here. Okay. I'm skipping two.
Yeah.
Going to sexy.
Two to four.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. You got me on that one. All right. Number two is an uptrend.
Okay.
Let's look at.
That's our favorite.
Let's look at ANET.
Yeah. That's
Arista Networks, which we sold on Friday. Or a 174% gain in 3 days?
For the option. It was 150, I think.
Let me pull it up. Well, we don't want to give out wrong information here. Okay, is the stock still in an uptrend?
Yes.
Yes, very much
so. And it's going up again today.
Okay. Number three trend, at some point in time, Arista is going to start to flatten out on top, correct? You've hit the plateau.
Can't go up forever.
No. And it's going to start going sideways. And a three is the most dangerous trend of all because it's starting to roll over. Right? And break support. And look out below. You don't ever want to buy a three trend. You want to sell a three trend and lock in profits. And then what's the worst trend of all? Let's pull up GE.
Oh, gosh. Poor GE.
Oh, God, look at that chart. Sarasota, did you listen to me last year? Atlanta, did you listen to me? Minnesota, did you listen to me? I met with a lot of people that had big positions. Is that a one trend sideways?
No.
Is that a two trend up?
No.
Unless you stood on your head. Is that a 310? When did it top out? Go back to April. You see it rolling over in April of this year?
I mean, once it rolled over, too.
Well, it's like on top
it's been rolling over since December of 2016.
Yeah.
If you look at the weekly chart.
Yeah, the weekly chart, you're exactly right.
It was in a sideways trend since December 2015.
Exactly. Now, that when it starts to roll over, that becomes a good short candidate. Let's look at another horrible downtrend, Sears. Did I have a short position on Sears?
Yes.
Did I sell it?
Yeah, you should have hung on to it.
I should have hung on to it, okay? But he's another promoter. Eddie Lampert, every time his stock starts to tank, he puts out a news announcement. We're selling Craftsman. We're going to put Amazon in our stores.
It's been in a downtrend since
since I wrote my article, does anybody shop at Sears?
June of 2015?
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy
from
that.
The weekly
standpoint. How about this daily chart is horrible.
Yeah.
That is the worst chart in the entire market on Sears. It's going to zero. I have always said Sears is going to zero. JCPenney's is going to zero. I believe Noodles is going to zero. I had a plate of slop at Noodles.
Ugh.
And how do they stay in business?
Well, the one near us went out.
Good thing they had a lot of condiments to pep it up with. Otherwise, it was garbage. And nobody's in the stores.
No.
What the heck is going on there? Noodles.
At least around us.
Yeah. Well, not very popular out here on the West Coast. Anyways. Okay, look. When we come back, more stocks to talk about. This is the Gunderson Boys. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Monday version of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Who knows where this show is going to take you this week?
Yeah.
We've taken you from the Carpenters.
It's been all over.
From B.J. Thomas to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid to Petula Clark. I say a little prayer for you. To Dionne Warwick, to Bob Hope, to Betty Grable. You know what a great evening is?
What?
For a guy my age.
Okay,
Steven,
what?
To just sit and listen to the Burt Bacharach catalog.
Yeah.
What a great writer. I mean, what great lyrics. What great words. The song. Now, he's no Bob Dylan.
A little different type of music.
A little different type of music, for sure. Well, anyways, you know, in the newsletter over the weekend, we talked a lot about the tax cut bill. And now in the Senate is really going to be a big driver of this market going forward. I showed a picture in my newsletter of a family playing Scrabble. Is that Scrabble in the newsletter while they're going down the freeway in an autonomous car? And it's a family from the 50s who grew up with their Burt Bacharach, and they're dressed in their clothes from the 50s. And I asked the open-ended question, could you ever see yourself with your family playing Scrabble while your car goes down the highway?
It'd be fun.
It's hard for me to imagine because, look, they're not even facing forward.
Yeah, they're
not even looking ahead. I don't know.
It's fun to imagine. I can imagine.
Well, you get into an airplane and you trust the pilot, who's basically an autopilot. I'm not looking ahead, or I'm just looking sideways. I trust that the plane will get there and land safely. Would you trust an autonomous car, an autopilot? I don't know.
It's going to be really hard.
It's going to be interesting, but that time is coming very, very soon because Phoenix now has autonomous cars almost ready for the general public, okay? I took talk a lot about earnings season. We talked about Take-Two Interactive, which had the blowout earnings of the week last week, and I can tell you that I made a pretty significant upgrade to the five-year target price of Take-Two Interactive. I found it interesting that Tencent Holdings was investing in Snapchat. Can that how's Snap doing today, by the way? They're signing a deal with ESPN.
Again?
Yeah, to $12.58. I don't own it, but I do own Tencent Holdings.
Well, ESPN's hurting.
Yeah, ESPN's hurting big time. You know what? I think Google. We talked a lot about that and the autonomous car, the Waymo, the Waymo cars, and them signing a deal with CarMart, America's CarMart, one of those, to service and take care of the Waymo cars. We talked about the really bad days in the market last week. There were a couple of days where the market reeled, and it was all about one thing.
Tax cuts.
Yeah, because without tax cuts, the market is worth about 2,600, and we're almost there. We're at 2,550, somewhere in there. were 50 points away from 2,600. With the tax cut, the market's worth 2,800 or higher or more. We talked a little bit about NVIDIA, how it beat earnings last week. How about Disney taking on Netflix? You think that's a big deal?
I think so.
On the one hand, you could say, well, you know, Disney's a little bit behind the curve here, but then you think about the power of Disney.
Man, they have so many titles.
The magic of Disney. But Netflix is having a good day.
And they have all the kid stuff. So any family with kids will most likely subscribe so they can watch all of their inventory.
Especially if Disney doesn't allow
their
movies.
They take everything off Netflix like they are doing.
And they're going to take it off of Amazon, right?
Yeah, that's big.
I mean, they'll have an exclusive. You will have to subscribe to the Disney streaming service. Okay, so we'll keep our eye on that. But you say, then why do you continue to own Netflix then, Bill, and you're aggressive in your premier portfolios, which are doing really, really well this year so far. Thank you. because Netflix numbers still look really good.
And they're starting to produce their own stuff as well.
Exactly.
They're their own studio now. And they have some popular shows.
Are they not cranking out a lot more new stuff than Disney?
I don't know about that.
Oh, a ton, I think.
You think?
Yeah, because they're doing sitcoms.
They have a lot of stuff.
They have a lot of
and it's
new
good quality. Stuff. It's Amazon. They have their own stuff.
Yeah, I don't see Disney producing a lot when your daughter.
They do about a couple big films a
and
year.
My wife's daughter are still watching Frozen, and still watching Mickey Mouse. Parade, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Yeah. They're not producing.
Moana came out recently. Yeah,
they're not producing a lot.
They have a new one called Coco coming out Thanksgiving.
Okay, that'll be interesting. Anyways, I just think that Netflix is still a major player, and that's why we continue to own Netflix. Now, this week, I think I saw that there's only 11 companies reporting earnings this week.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it's almost over.
It ain't over till it's over, but it's pretty much over, okay? We're at the very tail end of earnings season. But having said that, we once again in the newsletter on Friday, we updated our one-year target price on the S&P 500. I'm the guy who put out a buy signal on the market back on March 27th, 2009. I've never pulled that buy signal. And I've kept up to date and current the target price for the S&P 500. And we keep hitting those target prices. My target price for this year was $24.50. We hit that early in the year. And then I bumped that target price up as we started to look ahead to next year and as earnings announcements began to pour in and we started to revise earnings estimates upwards. Well, you ought to get the weekly newsletter, I would say. That's, you know, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, I have different versions of the newsletter from as low as $60 for a three-month trial to the Cadillac version, which is $89 a month, which includes live trading. And if you can't stand by your phone every day or watch your emails on the trades and the buys and the sells I make during the week, for a small stipend, I'm a financial money manager. I'm a fee-based money manager. Commissions mean nothing to me. I'm not driven by commissions. I want your account to go up. I've seen our fees go up during the course of the year. You know why?
Because the accounts are going up.
Because the portfolios have gone up. I'm in this business to make money for you. Yeah, you know what? I benefit too. We do okay here at Little Gunderson Capital Management, but I really am in it. And you've said it many times, Stephen. You know how hard that I work every single day to try to enrich the lives of other people, if I can. Now, we need the market on our side. Right now, we've got the market on our side. The sun will not be shining forever. If you'd like to talk to us, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or send us an email, bill@GundersonCapital.com. How hard is that? Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.